Hello, my name is Eli Tarkun, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shabbos. Mila, bris mila, when it is on time, mila bismana, is docha Shabbos. And the reason for that is that the Torah specifies, uvayom hashmini imo basar loso, on the eighth day, the baby should have his bris mila. So if the Torah specifies that it must be on the eighth day, then that means even if the eighth day comes out on Shabbos. But if it is not Bismana, if it is not the eighth day, then it's not Docha Shabbos. Because there is no reason for it to be Docha Shabbos. The whole reason for it being Docha is so that it should be on time on the eighth day. So if it's the ninth day or the tenth day or 11th day, then it's not Docha Shabbos. So Mishnah Dalid gives us the case of Misha Hayolo Shnei Tinokos. There are two babies in town who need the bris mila. Echad lamul achar haShabbos, ve'echad lamul b'Shabbos. One of them is supposed to get a bris on Shabbos, and the other is supposed to get a bris on Sunday. And both babies are around, and the mohel made a mistake. V'shochach, and he forgot which one it was supposed to be. Umol es shel achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. And he did the bris on the Sunday baby on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, Chayav. The Mohel has to bring a Karban Chatos. Why? Because the baby who is a Sunday bris is still on day 7. He's not yet on day 8. So there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah at all, because the mitzvah doesn't start until day 8. And therefore, this falls into the category of ta'a b'dvar mitzvah, velo asa mitzvah. If somebody is intending to fulfill a mitzvah, he makes a mistake. He accidentally makes a mistake, and he did not fulfill the mitzvah. So he made a mistake and did it on Shabbos, and did not fulfill a mitzvah in the process of making that mistake. So that, according to all opinions, is chayav. And therefore, the mohel would have to bring a Karban Chatos. However, if there are two babies, and they're not a Shabbos baby and a Sunday baby, but rather, Echad Lamo Be'erev Shabbos, Ve'echad Lamo B'Shabbos, one of them is a Friday baby, and one of them is a Shabbos baby, and somehow things got messed up, and the Friday baby wasn't done on Friday, didn't get his bris on Friday. And so now we have two babies, one of them is a Friday baby, and one of them is a Shabbos baby. V'shochach, umo es shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. And he made a mistake, and he forgot which baby was which, and he gave a bris to the Friday baby on Shabbos, not the Shabbos baby. So the Friday baby is not mila bismana. It is the ninth day, and therefore it's not docha Shabbos. However, here we have a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. And that's because the case here is ta'a b'dvar mitzvah ve'asa mitzvah. He made a mistake in the performance of a mitzvah. So he made the mistake thinking that this was the Shabbos baby, and it wasn't. So he was violating Shabbos not with permission. This was a violation of Shabbos. But in the process of this violation, he actually fulfilled the mitzvah he intended to fulfill. In that case, it's a machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says the mohel is chayev chatas. Why? Because a mila for a Friday baby is not docha Shabbos. So you violated Shabbos. The fact that you fulfilled the mitzvah is irrelevant. The mitzvah that you performed was not docha Shabbos, and you did it on Shabbos, and therefore you're chayev a karban chatas. Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua says no, you are not chayev chatas. Why not? Because ta'a b'dvar mitzvah ba'asa mitzvah is potter. If you made a mistake in the process of doing a mitzvah, and you fulfilled that mitzvah, even though the mitzvah wasn't Docha Shabbos, but it was an accident, you thought it was, then you are potter, and you do not have to bring a Korban Chatos.